Good morning and welcome to Zion. Thank you so much for our prelude music. We're already getting a taste of what's to come. This morning, I want to welcome our visitors and everyone to this worship service. 23 young adults will be our ministers today, along with two adults that are with them, Ken Rogers and Russell Adrian. So we look forward to them ministering to us in music. And I want to take a few moments. If you have announcements, we will do that now. Please come forward.
There's an announcement in the bulletin about needing more rice and beans for Jubilee Food Pantry. So if you want to buy 25-pound bags of rice and beans, that would be great. We like them in the quart Ziploc bags, as full as you can get them. And if you don't have time to fill them, we can do that. We are searching for the green tubs we had just purchased to put the rice and beans in. We found our Costco box of Ziplocs, but we can't find their tubs about yay big that we had. We think they were last downstairs because that's where we found the Ziplocs. So if you happen to know where the green tubs are, either let Nancy Beachy or I know, but be filling rice and beans in bags for us. Thanks.
Is there an announcement about the ballots today from anyone? I'll let you say something. Maybe you were about offering
to. Yes, thank you for bringing that to our attention, Jana. I'll share this now and then repeat later, just around the time of our offering, that for those who attend and are members of Zion Mennonite Church, you will have received in your bulletin a ballot for Faith Formation Pastor. We are considering Marlene Bogard, who visited with us and candidated last week. We welcome your responses on this. Also, when it comes time for receiving the ballot, we'll also pass a few out. Attendees and members, raise your hands then if you've not received one of those or you'd like another one for your family in case you received one. There are two of you sitting together sharing a bulletin. The question has been brought to me. If I am not officially a member, am I welcome to fill this out? And the answer is yes, you are. If there comes any tight spot where we need to delve into the ballots more, then we might consider the difference between those who've taken the membership commitment and others. But we value the input of everyone who has been here and helping with this discernment. I know we have others who are visiting here either as the musicians, the singers, or their family and friends, and you might wonder, what are they talking about? We're glad that you're here. You simply get to see church doing church around this matter. It won't take up a lot of the service. So please keep that in mind. We'll come back to this in later on in the service today.
I want to invite Andrew Sharp from Heston College to come up with a few greetings for us.
Thank you, and good morning, and a welcome from Heston College. President Joe Monicum sends his greetings to this congregation. It has been a pleasure to be out here with the choir for the last several days. This is actually my first week on the job, so to speak, at least on this job. I've been employed at Heston for a long, long time, and I was a student there 20 years ago. But this is my first week in the alumni development relations role. So just to give a few campus updates, both of stuff that has just happened and what's going on this summer, and then some things yet to come. And for those that would like to know a little bit more, I'd love to talk to you in the back after the service. But first of all, my previous role for the last 10 years, it was a privilege to serve as the women's fast pitch coach, softball coach. And the ladies really set me out on a high note. It was a privilege to coach them for 10 years. This last year, about halfway through the year, they went on a 23-game win streak and won the conference with a 34-win season. So it was a tremendous way to transition into this new role. One of our top players is actually from the Northwest, a young lady from Tacoma that was our pitcher, Chelsea Smith. Chelsea's actually enrolled in our aviation program, which just migrated to a bachelor's degree. So that's aviation, something we've done for a long, long time. It is now a bachelor's degree, which has joined our BSN, or Bachelor's of Science in Nursing, and maybe some of you have already known that. That was about 2 or 3 years ago that transition happened. In fact, this spring we had 37 graduates from our BSN program. So there's 2 4-year programs now at Heston, and a little bit more to come. What's happening now is construction. Our extension for our nursing hall and athletics is happening as we speak. So there's a lot of dirt and a lot of steel going up everywhere across the campus, but it's going to be a really nice time around homecoming this September. In October, we're going to dedicate the new nursing space and the new athletic space, as well as a new softball field. Jessica Schrock-Ringenberg, a former pastor and a Heston College alum, former board member, has taken a role that will replace our pastoral ministries program of several years ago. She'll spend this next year developing this new ministries program with the hopes to launch in fall of 2020. Also this summer, faculty, Heston students, alumni, friends of the college will be making trips to Thailand as well as Japan. And then in years to come, there'll be two more 4-year programs added to the Heston curriculum. And I'm sure that might create some questions in the audience, and that's exactly what I'm here for. If you want to hear more about what's coming to our campus to join aviation and to join nursing, please do stop and see me after the service. As much as things are going to change around Heston, some things really aren't going to change at all, and that's what we do for our young people. It's a mentoring place where we have folks from all around the country and all around the world come to our campus and kind of receive a really good start to what it is next that they're going to do in their lives. And it's our honor to be here. It's been so much fun with Bel Canto, and to see our students out there on the road presenting and doing their thing out here in the Northwest. So thanks so much for having us. I look forward to talking to any Heston friends, alumni, after church. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Andrew. Hear these words from Psalm 122. We were glad when they said, "Let us go to the house of God." Our feet are standing within your gates, O holy city. We pray for the peace of all God's beloved cities. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls and security within your towers. For the sake of friend and stranger, we say, "Peace be within you, O Jerusalem. Peace be within you, O New York, O Washington, O Hubbard, O Whiskey Hill area, O wherever we call home, home. Peace be within this community for the sake of the house of the Holy One, our God. We will seek your good. Let us worship the living God who is tender and just." Would you pray with me? Lord, we come before you this morning, lifting our hearts to you. God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. Help us to find the path that leads to a peaceable kingdom. Open our eyes and the eyes of the nations to find a different path through the disagreements of life in this world. Lord, we ask in this time of story, song, and prayer that we may be recommitted to being people of peace, true peace. May we catch a vision of how the world could live together so that we echo the old prayers. Make us channels of your peace. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with us. Amen. Charlie, would you please come and lead us in some singing?
Please stand with me if you can and pull out the green book, number one. The green. And in your blue book, turn to 497. 497. Can we sing it through once on ooh, and then we'll sing the next three verses.
So choir members, I see you scattered out here, and I want to ask you a question. So do you get it now why Jared Oyer talks so much about Oregon? Do you get it now? Is he right? I am a Heston graduate. I grew up in the Texas Panhandle. My husband is from this congregation. Thank you, Craig, for snatching me away and bringing me to God's country, where I love to live now. We're excited to have the choir with us and look forward to them sharing and ministering to us in music. Welcome.
Thank you. For the love, for the hope. Sky, Lord, in the sky.
I've got mic number 5, if that helps. Please do not think of this moment as an interruption to our worship, but think of it as a continuation of our worship in another way. This would be a time now, if you have a ballot in the bulletin, to be filling it out now, prayerfully and carefully. And if anyone needs one, please raise your hand. We'll take several minutes for this, and then collect them. I'll ask you to pass them to the middle. Actually, I'll take one right now. Would you join me just for a moment of prayer here, please? I've thought about this, and please join me in prayer, everyone. Lord, head of this church, present among us and within us, as you have brought us and helped us this far, so guide and help us now as we bring together the fruits of our prayers and thoughts of discernment for your honor and our eternal joy. For ourselves, for our youth and children, for Marlene, for the ministry of faith formation, for our own growth in faith and fruitfulness together, we pray. May we hear you as we seek also to speak and to hear the truth in love, and so grow into the image of him who is the head of this church. Amen. Amen. May God bless our discernment. We have another offering to share, and that is the offering of tithes and gifts, treasure that we bring as tribute, also as part of our worship. So I invite the ushers to come forward, please, now. Now, if you wish to make a contribution as well to Heston College, the music program, is that correct? Someone help me here out. I'm sorry, what? Okay, towards it. So should they write it out to Heston College or to Russell Adrian? Okay. Okay, to Heston College, and put in the memo line as well. The tour expenses, okay? That would help, too. Disregard Russell's name on that one. And is there an offering? Yes, there is also an offering basket in the back by some information about Heston College, in which you may also put an offering later after the service as well. Please join me in prayer for this part of our worship. Lord, you who have given us your everything in Jesus, and who have made us joint heirs with Jesus of all that you have given him, how can we repay? What can we bring, Lord, that you did not already give us graciously, above and beyond any and all merit? And yet you give us this opportunity, and so many others, God, to share whatever gifts you've given us, such as the wonderful music that we're hearing this morning. Lord, bless the offering of these gifts as well. Bless them, O God, to the strengthening of your body around the world, to the renewal and refreshing of our spirits, to your honor, and to the eternal joy and liberation of all creation. This we pray in the name of him who, though he was infinitely rich, yet for our sakes became poor. Amen.
Baraka, It's been such a pleasure to be back into Oregon, and Jana, I think that your words of coming here and being in God's country is just right on. I remember coming here as a young teacher at Western and just absolutely loving this place so much, and it feels so good to be making music in your sanctuary again. We're going to take a little time to introduce ourselves. How many of you are Heston alumni? That's awesome. Awesome experience for us in music to be able to go and connect with the church, and that's one of my favorite parts of my job is to take our students throughout the Mennonite congregations and keep us connected. Music is such an important, vital part of our heritage and our community, and to be able to do that through music is just something really special. So we'll take a little moment to introduce ourselves so you can get to know us a little bit as well.
I'm Leah Hoyard, and I'm from Harrisonburg, Virginia.
I'm Madison Swartzengruber, and I'm from Goshen, Indiana.
I am Dylan Slaybaugh from Harrisonburg, Virginia.
I am Raylan Reeves from Abilene, Kansas.
Hi, I'm Harley Foster from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
I'm Esme Hernandez from Newton, Kansas.
I'm Erica Baer from Worcester, Ohio.
I'm Kenton Schrader from Harper, Kansas.
My name's Rachel Miller from Freeman, South Dakota.
I'm Jared Oyer, and I'm from here.
I'm Addie Swartzengruber, and I am from Henderson, Nebraska.
I'm Jack Shingler, and I'm from Creston, Ohio.
My name is Rusev Kaya, and I'm from Kanagawa, Japan.
I'm Chris Lichty from Shickley, Nebraska.
I am Nicole Lowen from Hutchinson, Kansas.
I'm Jaden Hosteter from Harrisonburg, Virginia.
I'm Elizabeth Fulcher, and I'm from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Theron Smith from Key West, Florida.
Hello, I'm Seth Rudine from Osage City, Kansas.
Hi, I'm Mariana Martinez, and I'm from Tegucigalpa, Honduras.
Good morning, folks. I'm Stephen Waltner from Freeman, South Dakota.
I'm Navy Rigiani from Jakarta, Indonesia.
And I'm Taylor Longenecker, and I'm from Harrisonburg, Virginia.
We had a commencement at school just a week ago on Saturday, and sang a concert at Rainbow Mennonite Church before flying out. Ken and I actually flew to Portland and got some vans for us to travel in and met the students in Seattle. So we left at 6 a.m. on Tuesday morning and landed in Seattle and went right to having a great time at the market, and we sang at Seattle Mennonite Church. We spent two nights at Drift Creek Camp, which was just fantastic for some rest and recovery and some adventurous hiking. And then we've been in the valley ever since. So we were in Salem Mennonite Church for a concert on Friday. We're really looking forward to having some sunshine here today. And the students haven't quite had the view yet of seeing the whole range with Hood in the background and Jefferson. So we're looking forward to being up in Portland later on today. And then we head over to Bend. We'll sing a concert there on Tuesday. We're going to take a little drive down to Crater Lake on Tuesday morning. And then on Wednesday, we'll finish up our tour in Albany. So there's a little itinerary in the back of our program. If you know some people yet on our route, we'd be so delighted for you to invite them to our concerts. Jared and I had a really good time sitting down and saying, where should we all go? And if you've ever been on choir tour, it's as much about making music as it's about the homestays and the meals. We're so appreciative to the Oyer family for having us at their house for supper last night. And for those of you that hosted us overnight, it's been just a delight to be able to explore Oregon, explore Washington, and be able to get to know you on our trip. We'll end with one last song in our program part of Ezekiel Saw the Wheel.
Ezekiel saw the wheel in the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel in the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel up in the air. And the little wheel run by faith. And the big wheel run by the grace of God. Wheel in the middle of the wheel, way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel in the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel in the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel up in the air. And the little wheel run by faith. And the big wheel run by the grace of God. It's a wheel in the middle of the wheel, way in the middle of the air. Oh, some go to church for to sing and shout. Some go to church for to sing and shout. Some go to church for to sing. And before 6 months they out. Wheel a turning. It's a wheel in the wheel, in the middle of the wheel, way in the middle of the air. Let me tell you what a hypocrite do.
For those just visiting with us, we like to take time in every service of worship for hearing any testimonies or responses or cares or concerns that we can bring to prayer together. And typically, we bring our prayer to a close with the Lord's Prayer, and we have a version printed in the bulletin that you're welcome to join us with however you pray it and whatever is the language of your heart. Speaking for Becky and myself, it is a real pleasure to see Russell. We got to know Russell and his wife Camille and their first daughter Hannah at Emmanuel Mennonite Church when I was serving there in Minneapolis. And Russell shared many of his musical gifts and much of his leadership with that congregation. We were maybe a third as big as this group here in the sanctuary today, but under his leadership, with his help, we sounded, well, not quite as good as them up there, but pretty good for a group our size. Russell and I have shared a love of Bach's music as well, and we shared a lot of notes and sent video links back and forth to each other. And when I, about 5 and a half, going on 6 years ago, served notice at Emmanuel Mennonite Church that I would be wrapping up my years of ministry and moving on to Oregon, Russell said, let's do a cantata, in which I got to play in the first violin section. Of course, there are only three violinists, so that's no great accompaniment. But I remember, you know, okay, Matthew Swar has announced that he will be leaving, so let's sing the cantata by Bach that goes, now thank we all our God. We got a lot of mileage out of that one. Yes. So it's a great treat to have you here and to connect us with the Heston College community and choir. What other responses or cares or concerns or testimonies would you like to share? If you have such, please raise your hand and I'll bring you the microphone. Yes, Karen, good to have you. See you and Rich back.
Yes, we just got back from Greece and Turkey last night. And so I just want to say how this music has touched my heart after seeing all the temples to gods and all of the and the boldness of Paul teaching. Just these words of these songs just really spoke to me, the simplicity of just God's love for us and us being together here in this place, assembled together, and the joy that I've heard through these songs. So thank you.
It's good to have you back, and I hope we get a chance to hear about your experience and your learnings. Jana.
I just want to say it's great to see Paul David Heiser here today, that he's been a part of our worship and come to enjoy the choir. So, Paul, good to see you here.
Yes, good to see you, Paul. Any other sharing? Serenity.
We celebrated 9 years of having the Jubilee Food Pantry this last Tuesday, and it was very simple, little celebration, but we had some treats to share and balloons for the kids, and so that's pretty exciting. Next year I hope to be celebrating really big, so.
And that would be the 10th, and yes. And if you ever, it's what, the first and third Tuesday of each month in the afternoon starting at 4 that the food distribution is. So if you're looking for friends, that's always a good place to come and just visit with folks. I'll also pass on just the general tenor of an email that I got from Lynn and Janice Miller from our congregation serving with soup service opportunity with our partners and MDS in Puerto Rico, and they're doing well. Their health is holding up. The weather is really fairly nice this time of year there, and they're enjoying it, and they're enjoying the people they're getting to meet in places like Ay Bonito and other parts, schools in Puerto Rico as well. So they send their greetings too. Any other sharing? Well, I invite you to join me in a time of prayer. I will leave some moments of silence for you to bring concerns or own joys to God in the temple of your heart, and then let's close with the Lord's Prayer. Let's pray. Today, Lord, we experience something of the goodness, truth, and beauty woven all throughout your creation, flowing from your very nature. Today, in the company of our friends and family of Heston College, hearing and singing the songs of saints before us and around us. We are touched and blessed by so great a cloud of witnesses. In worship and word and harmony and melody, we have tasted first fruits of the heavenly Jerusalem, the worship of myriads of angels with a general assembly in the church of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven around your throne. And as you grant us these tokens of your eternal infinite love for us and our joyous destiny, awaken our hunger and thirst for righteousness, especially the rightness of union with you in worship and unity around you. As these artists and the friends with them have blessed you and us, so bless them with safety, peace, and friendship on the remainder of their journey. Protect, sustain, and renew them in body, soul, and spirit the length of all their travels. And protect, sustain, and renew each and all of us here, O Lord, with whatever correction or encouragement we need, so that the eyes of our hearts are fixed upon you and upon all the eternal treasures and delights at your right hand. We join you, Lord, in your everlasting intercession on behalf of ourselves and all those whose cares and burdens and needs we know, dear God, such as, again, any whom you bring to our minds, any whom we'd lift up to you now in this moment of our prayers. For Lord, the source of all our blessings and our trust in you is your constant, everlasting intercession on our behalf. And that has brought to us such blessings as we have acknowledged today. Again, the beauty of this music and this ministry that we share, of having friends with us, Lord, from far away and from near, such as Paul David Heiser, and for 9 years of ministry through the Jubilee Food Pantry. Thank you for these things, and thank you for the other matters of gratitude that we lift to you now. And Lord, as part of your worldwide body, here on earth as in heaven, we pray for those parts that are in need and in pain, such as our brothers and sisters facing poverty and persecution around the world, our brothers and sisters facing violence, corruption, gang activity in Central America, our brothers and sisters in prison for their faith or for their nationality or for their immigration status. For Lord, as the music has reminded us, we are one people by your grace, a royal priesthood, throughout all creation, heirs by your merits, not ours, of a new heaven and earth, who share without borders in every tribe and tongue and nation, prayer such as the one that your Son, our Lord, taught us whenever we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The choir will dismiss us with the sending song. I'm going to invite you to stand as they bring their music.
Sing till the power of the Lord come down. Shout hallelujah, praise his holy name. Sing till the power.
sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see.
Jesus, Jesus, how I love thee.
Shout hallelujah, praise his holy name. Sing till the power of the Lord come down. Shout hallelujah, praise his holy name. Sing till the power of the Lord come down. Shout hallelujah, praise his holy name.
Jesus made the cross alone and all the world go free. Now there's a cross for everyone and there's a cross for me.
Jesus, Jesus, how I love thee. Shout hallelujah.
Into the world. Go into the world with Jesus's daring and tender love. The world is waiting. Go in peace. Amen.